introduce the episode for us.
Hey. Hello guys, today we are going to be talking about self-awareness.
You never introduce yourself, now the topic you first. Hi guys, we have Ugochike Metezi with us today. I want to talk about my brand, Lexi Wear Blessing. It's not a brand, it's more like a foundation. Which go, how do you think Blessed to Be the Blessing has affected life since when it started?
More this life, stop envisioning too much.
Yeah.
What can you do with to what make you a have? Yeah. So it has been good so far. At least I always have this notion in my head that doing something is better than doing nothing. So even if it's just one life you change, it's a big difference than zero life change. So always do something.
Hello guys, you're welcome to an amazing episode on EWL Podcast. Don't forget that this podcast is a platform for you to be expressive and the reality check. I'm your host, Emetezi Olusi Gloria, and I have my guest with me.
Gochukwu Emetezi, popularly known as Ugo.
So our topic today is self-awareness. We're just going to speak generally, basically, yeah? So when I say self-awareness, because we've been talking about growing, what if you're not even aware that you even need growth? When we were coming to work today, I just thought to myself that why do people think that they are why do we claim, a lot of us claim that we are perfect? You know, when I talk, I'll be like, I'm a speck. 10 plus 10 minus nothing.
Fine boy, no pimples.
And I think when we grow with that notion, it creates room for less growth. What do you think about what I just said?
The truth is, I don't know what we're dragging in this Nigeria, because me, I cannot speak for the world as a whole.
Yeah.
So me, that this Nigeria, I don't know what everybody is dragging with everybody. This one is claiming that it's the finest. This one is claiming that it's the sexiest. This one is claiming that she's the one that has the most beautiful husband, beautiful sister. So in Nigeria, it's just too much. It's so much. Everybody just wants to be everything. And it's not really that easy if you don't want to be anything. So you have to grow. You have to leave room for growth. Even the best of the best, in football, Messi.
Yeah.
He still trains. He still practices. Messi will not sit down in his house and say, I bet when my attrition and call me, oh no. When they fix training, you still go do one or two drills. Because if you don't train, you lose your touch. You lose that you lose how good you are. So humans are creatures of growth, training, and practice. To be the best, to be good at what you do, you have to leave room for practice, you have to leave room for errors, and you have to leave time for training. So if you are not doing that before, you have to inculcate it in your lifestyle.
Your daily lifestyle. And I think when I talk about self-awareness, I think one thing I would want to highlight is discipline. Self-discipline. I remember growing up, and I came back one day and I told you guys that, how am I going to read now? How am I supposed to come back now? I want to watch movie. I remember sharing you the story with you where I told you that my friend told me that if you don't read now, you go fail now. So the ability to always check yourself. How often do you do that? Talk to yourself Gochukwu, you are not doing good. How often do you call yourself to order even when you are the offender?
There is, I don't know if it's for everybody, but there's this gift. There's this gift I have. I don't know if it's a gift. I think it's a gift. In most cases, I always know my problem. And I always know the solution to my problem. And there's something that always happens to me. When things are not working the way I want, when things are not working the way I planned, when things are not working no sorrow, there's how I feel. I feel sad. I feel angry. I feel pushed. There's just this urge that keeps on telling me when I'm not doing it right. And once that urge comes, I will just pick any book around, even if it's a reading book or something. I don't know. I'll just pick any note, something, and just start writing my problems. Most of the times, I might just solve the problem for 2-3 days and I'm still back to failing again or back to my failed state again. But I never stop writing and writing the solutions and working. And this life, once you keep trying, there's no how, no how, you succeed one day. So I just tend to just keep taking notes. It's a regular thing for me. It can happen daily, it can happen weekly, it can happen, but the push is just there to check myself, to check what is not working well and how can you make them work well. So I don't know. You have to do it. If you're not doing it before, you have to look at your life, take a character journal, write about what you think is not working well and how you think you can make it work well with the little you have and the little you can do. So
yeah, I think it's very important that we also highlight that a lot of times, even when you're so careful, I would like to think I'm a very careful person. There are sometimes you just, things will not just go your way. A lot of times we have, I always say this thing after my experience last year, that your plan is not definite. The only thing that is definite is your goals. But how you achieve those goals changes within time. So I think we also need to highlight that. Sometimes your best may not be the best, but you just have to live with that.
Yeah.
You always have to accept the fact that you are going to try harder. And you know this thing where they talk, say you go try, no evidence. And the evidence is just in the results of being the amazing person you would be eventually when you take self-development seriously.
Basically, self-awareness, you have to check yourself. You have to be aware. Did I dress good today? What would I have done better today? What did I do worse today? How can I be the best version of myself? What can I inculcate in my life that will make me a better version? I think that is just the whole thing about this thing called life. Evolving, changing, developing. This Ugo, you don't get money. This Ugo don't they wear ironed clothes. This Ugo don't they wash your clothes. So it's not like you are living for the compliments, but you yourself, check yourself, stop lying to yourself, stop ignoring yourself. Look into yourself, look into your life, look into everything you do at every given time. Be aware of what you are doing. Things should not just be happening by chance or by surprise. You cannot always be in charge of your life, because life is very funny. Something will just happen and everything you have planned is gone and that is it. But in as much as you keep believing, you keep trying, you keep putting effort, you don't stop trying. The major thing is there is try, always show up, always believe, always work. You be that person you want to be. So self-awareness is you not ignoring your mind, is you not ignoring what your subconscious is telling you, is you listening to yourself, listening to what your mind is telling you, what your mind wants you to be, and how good your mind wants you to affect and affect the world. So
summarizing, I would just like to point out that, again, self-discovery, calling yourself out, is not an easy task.
Yeah.
I used to say this to my brothers and everybody that cared to listen. You can lie to everybody, but you can never lie to yourself.
Yeah.
That is how funny this world is. I always use that as an example when I speak to myself. In as much as I'm trying to put up a facade of a perfect person, a 10 out of 10, I know within myself what the real truth is. And I try to
know your feelings, know your weakness.
I try to work on that truth.
Yeah, you have to keep working on that.
And even in as much as people perceive me as a very, I know I try as much as possible to be very vulnerable on this podcast. So I want to point this out there just for people that think, oh, she has it all figured out. For me, basically, people perceive me as a very confident person. Well, in real sense, I think I'm a very shy person. I am working on my social skills. I'm accepting roles. A lot of roles, actually, just to help me work with my social skill. So in as much as people see me as that, I know the real truth. I know that I'm not all that when it comes to like social skills. And I'm taking roles, I'm taking lessons to like better my... So what
I think it's the same for me, because in my family, when you come, you think that this girl is very outspoken. No, but if you see me speaking in public, like if you see me speaking publicly, just know I'm doing it out of duty, or out of maybe I was mandated to do it. It's not my thing. I don't like being in the spotlight. I like just doing my
behind
things,
behind the scenes.
Even if you watch if you're listening on the last episode, you hear about sporty bands. This is it's an idea that I've always been there, always been, but I don't want to be seen. I don't want people to see me. I just want my space.
You just want to keep working
behind the scenes, enjoying my life, the little money I will get. But I'm not really the public person. So I think that is one misconception people have about me. They think, this boy is very confident. Ah, this boy is funny. This boy can talk. But if you not talk to me, I will not talk to you. Most of the friends I've made, either I had to say, God, please, let me not fall my hand. God, please, let me not fall my hand before I talk to them. Or they just happen to just say, hello, what's up?
We just clicked.
Apart from that, if you're expecting me to make the first move, never. It's very difficult for me. But
do you think our growing up, how we were trained?
Yeah, I think it's all thanks. Will I say all thanks?
Is it
we blame my daddy. Yes,
God bless his soul.
I will also blame my mom and my dad. Those people, they were attacking anything that my dad did to you. My mom know about it. Anything my mom did to you, my dad know about it. Anything they tell you that is your dad, you not lie. Those people, they dealt with us continuously.
So yeah,
my dad just trained us to not want, to not need people. He trained us to
be aware
for ourselves,
yeah.
Do things yourself. He's a do it yourself kind of person. He does not want anybody to...
He does not believe in third party system.
He does not want anybody to be a liability to him. Even when he was when he was making the little money God was giving to him, he was setting himself up. He said, see, as I'm training people in school, as I'm doing all these things for you people, you people do not owe me anything. You people should go and...
He will even point that out, literally.
You people should not come and think that the school you are going is for me. I don't need your money in the future. I don't need, if God bless you, you have sense.
You
and
remember
okay,
me.
Let you just remember your parents and consider them. I don't have a problem with
I'll
that.
I'll be fine.
Don't make the mistake of thinking that, I'm doing this for my parents. I'm making money for my parents. Remove that pressure from yourself. He kept on saying it and he kept on backing those words with actions, making investments for him and his wife. So, my dad just trained us to just be a lone wolf, fight for ourselves. You don't need people. So I think it just affected us to just want to be by ourselves most of the time.
Yes.
You can see us in public associates, it's not out of, I know my siblings, out of default. Most of us just want to go home.
Immediately.
It look as if this person they do guy, this person more.
So pointing out that we also need to highlight that socialization has a very big role to play when it comes to self awareness. It's been an amazing time with you again on this podcast.
Thank you.
I always see, I'm an advocate of let's promote each other anywhere it gets to. So we are also promoting Sporty Bands. Correct. I got this one
on
correctly.
TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Sporty Bands 2024.
We are also promoting Gentleman series. Everything is
Gadget
on Instagram. It's going to pop on the screen. And we are also promoting Social Media Ugo.
Instagram.
And I want to also advise people to go for it. Because at the end of the day, that is all you really have, basically. Go for what you want. There is no, I not do this because of this, I not do this because of this. The least that will happen is people will talk. Whether you do, whether you not do.
People will still talk.
They will talk.
That one is not left for you. How do you want them? What do you want them to talk about?
Yes. You have to create the script.
Yeah.
Does that
write
make sense?
Your own script. Write your own story.
I think I should talk about that. Creating your
write
own script.
It for you. Yeah.
Unfortunately, this happens to be the last episode Gochiko will be featuring on. Hopefully, I have you on one more episode before you go back to school. Okay, guys, don't forget to stream this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, and on YouTube. Please subscribe, share, engage on the comments. Tell us what you think about self-awareness and how your socialization as a child, from your family to your school to your peers, how it affected you as a person, being aware of yourself as a person. And don't forget that you can follow me on my social handle at Instagram, Oluchimitezi, EWO podcast, and Luchi's Concept. We have a weekly vlog on my Ask Luchi segment. So just go there and enjoy yourself. And you can peep a bit into my activities, major activities, basically. And don't forget to follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Oluchimitezi, on Facebook, that one has the Facebook. Oluchi Emitizi. I'm your host, Emitizi Oluchi Gloria. Is there anything you would like to say? Follow you on...
You can follow me on my private Instagram page, Ugochukwu, but instead of W at the end, it's another U.
It's going to pop on the screen.
Everywhere, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat is the same.
Like I always say, let's spread love because love is God. God is love. Have an amazing week. Bye, guys.
Yeah, bye.